Mrs. Hansen?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to tell you this. Your husband was in a car accident. He died on the scene yesterday.
The seemingly idyllic life of suburban housewife Linda Hansen is devastated by what the police officer at the door tells her. Then she awakens the next morning to find her husband, Jim, in bed next to her and very much alive.
I had a dream that felt so real that you could swear it was actually happening.
That was only a dream. Everything's going to be fine.
But when the pattern starts to repeat, when she wakes up to find her family in mourning, for instance, Linda begins to believe that she's experiencing a premonition and becomes determined to change the tragic fate that it foretells.
If I let Jim die, is that the same thing as killing him?
Honey, Jim's already dead.
Sandra Bullock stars as Linda and says she had to come to terms with her own beliefs about that unsettling feeling that something's about to happen.
I do think that there's something to human nature that is, if you want to call it, intuitiveness, a gut instinct, people who know things that have happened. I mean, it's happened to a lot of people. So when someone says to me, I've had a bad feeling that something is going to happen, and then it did, I don't know how to explain it. Can't be explained by science, but I believe in that happening.
This isn't right.
What is
no,
it?
No, everything's fine. Do you need to go upstairs and get more sleep?
No. I don't need any more sleep, and I don't need to wake up either.
Everything's going to be fine.
No, Mother, everything is not fine. Okay. Something is really, really wrong.
Okay.
He's not dead.
Jim McMahon, a co-star of the edgy TV series Nip Tuck, plays Linda's husband, Jim. The Australia-born actor says his character is unaware of the fate that his wife believes awaits him.
He had to live his life normally, but then with this wife of his who was becoming getting a little strange, telling him, don't go to work tomorrow, don't do this, don't go there, you know, it's crazy stuff. And particularly at a point in time when their relationship is not really, you know, it's pretty far on the rocks. So I felt like my part was kind of to solidify things a little bit, just in regards to the fact that, you know, we were at some point in time a normal family, and this is the way that we live our life. While she's going all haywire, living days out of order and doing all that kind of stuff, still, whenever she came back to us, it was whatever it was. It was just kind of normal life.
If it seems confusing to describe, Sandra Bullock says, imagine what it was like to act it out.
I had a really hard time. I thought I was going to lose it. And I went to the director and said, I'm having a hard time. I don't know what to do. And the smile on his face, when he heard it, he goes, no, this is exactly where you need to be. This is where. And I was like, no, it's not. But in my unraveling, we played the levels right. It was getting the levels right, which was, you know, is she just pure grief here? When does the grief go into denial and anger? And then when does she get angry at the affair? Or the, you know, it's, you have to start infusing. It's just, it wasn't pretty.
For me, it was important that you would believe her emotional journey.
Director Menon Yapo says he could not worry about loose ends in the plot that might confuse the audience. The German-born filmmaker says the film balances on believing in the emotions that Bullock's character is going through.
Once you believe that, the details and all that become, you know, less important, and they should, because at some point the story and the film should elevate into something else, and it does, I feel. You know, it goes to a place where you clearly understand, oh, it's not only a thriller about this and that, but it's about loss, it's about much more, it's about what goes on inside of her.
And Bullock says once she accepted that premise and stopped questioning the details, she could take the character's emotional journey.
It was all about, what is Linda going through at this point? What would she do with her kids? What wouldn't she say? Why doesn't she say anything to him? Because he's going to think she's crazier. So you feel it when you see it, but you don't know it until the pieces get together and you go, oh my God, she, and that, you know, it's, and again, at the end, to have that feeling of what would I have done? Would I have gone back and changed, or would I have let him die? What would you have done?
I wake up and he's dead. I wake up and he's alive. Different things around me all the time that I can't explain.
Obviously, you're dealing with some inconsistencies.
Well, yeah. I wake up every morning to find my husband has died again. I think that goes just a little beyond inconsistent.
Premonition is written by Bill Kelly. The cast also features Peter Stormare as a psychiatrist to whom Linda turns for answers, and Amber Valletta is a woman in the husband's life who may hold a key to averting the tragic outcome. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.